Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this lesson, the final lesson, we are going to build map notes. It's a combination of a note app, and whenever you take a note, it will record the geo position based on the phone's location of where you made that note. Then you'll be able to reference that note, see it, see where you took the note, and either delete the note or continue on, you know, from there. So let me show you how this works. I don't have any data loaded in just yet. You can see that I've got my location, my map positioned here somewhere in Redmond. Let's see if it finds it correctly. Yeah, it sure does. All right, so we're in good shape there. I'm gonna create a new note. This is my first note. My diary when I visited Redmond in October, I visited the old Channel 9 studios and had a great seafood dinner. I don't know. All right, and I'll click add, and then you can see it shows up. This is my first note. Let me add one more note. This is a very long title, and I want to show you what happens. And then I'm going to just put, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. The aid, not the AI. And I guess that's probably enough there, and I'll click add again. All right, so you have to notice that, first of all, I'm able to make sure that the title doesn't run off the edge of the viewable area, but it just adds three ellipses after that, so we'll talk about that technique. It's a simple setting on the text block. Also, now that you've seen this add screen, I'm gonna click one of my notes again. The first note, and you can see the map goes to that page. I can say delete the note. It shows a little message box at the very top, so we'll demonstrate how to use that. I'll click yes, I'm sure, and it removes it from the collection. And of course, we'll want to make sure that it actually did remove the note. And let's change this to Rowlett, Texas. Near where I live, and we'll just pick a, there we go, Miller Road and 190. All right, and I'll set a point there, like there. All right, and I'll add a new note. This note I wrote when I visited Texas. And here is some note text, all right. And so you can see I am at Miller and 190, President George Bush Tollway. Click add. And now you can see when I go there, I can get back to the Texas one. I'm going to click cancel, or I can see the one that I created in Redmond. All right, there we go. Great. All right, so that's how Map Notes works. You're going to be surprised to see at first how much it resembles what we did with the Daily Rituals app. In fact, you can kind of use this little template for saving data, retrieving data. A lot of the things are the same. The only thing that really changes is the kind of data that we're saving and redisplaying on screen, and then obviously how we bind to the data on our mainpage.xaml. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to open up a new copy of Visual Studio, drag it over here into place. Great, and we'll create a new project called Map Notes. This will be a blank app template. And so the very first thing that I wanna do is I'm going to add a data model folder, and in here I'm going to add new class, I'll call this my data source. This is exactly what we did last time when we built an app together. All right, and I'll start off by making a public class map note. So this will be every note that we create will be an instance of map note. And so give it a title. The note itself. The date and time it was created, which I don't really display, but we'll still capture it for now. That's good. And then we'll capture the latitude as a double and the longitude as well. And I think that's all I'm going to need for map note. So we'll come down here to our public class data source, and we'll start by creating a private field that will allow us to keep a collection of map notes, an observable collection of map notes. We'll add the right namespaces there. All right, and then in the constructor, we'll just create a new instance of it. It should be good to go then. All right, and so we're going to provide a way to get at all of the map notes. Remember, we use this ensure data loaded to make sure that the data has been loaded. And if it has not, then go about retrieving that data from our JSON file. I'm going to have to add some using statements here. And then I'm supposed to add a using.system.io for this OpenStream for read async. Go to the top here and paste that in. All right, and we'll need a file name. We'll go ahead and create a constant for that. So right here under my private field, I'll create a constant called mapnotes.json. So file name is mapnotes.json. And that'll allow me to read it and write it and make sure that I have the right name of the file no matter what. Okay. Preferable to magic strings. All right. So that will allow me to retrieve all of the map notes. I'm also going to want to be able to add a new map note. Like when we click that little icon in order to create a new note. And so we're going to want to do the opposite of the retrieve. We're going to want to actually perform a save. And at this point, if you look at save map note, in fact, look at this entire class, the entire data source class, and compare it, pause the video, compare it to the data source class that we created for the daily rituals. It's almost identical. The only thing is, I'll be honest with you, I copied and pasted it and I changed out the name from ritual to map note for the most part, and it all worked. So that's how you're able to reuse some code. I know I say copy and paste is the root of all evil in software development. Well, sometimes it's a good thing too. When you can reuse some code that you've written, some snippets that you've written in the past. We're going to add one more wrinkle into this, however, that we didn't have before, and that is, in addition to adding a map note, we're going to allow the deletion of a map note. So here we go. Instead of mapnotes.add and passing in an instance of map note, we're going to call delete and just call the remove method of our observable collection and then call the save, just like we did in the adding of the map note. But that's really the only difference between this and the daily rituals, all right? So you should already have a pretty good mental model, a mental map of what we're doing and how we're doing it, at least from the data access side. And I think that's all we're gonna need to do there. Now, if you recall in the technique that we used the last time that we built an app together was that I made the data model a public field like so, in order to get at the data source. Obviously, since data source is sitting in the data model folder, it's in a different namespace. So we'll need to add a using mapnotes.data model. There we go. And then in the constructor, we're just going to need to create a new instance of our data source class. All right. And now we should be able to access it from both mainpage.xaml, and let's add a new blank page called, and I'm going to call this add map node, but it could be view map node or edit map node. We're going to use it for lots of purposes. So let's just go ahead and click add there. And so now we have that, but we're not going to do anything with it just yet. Let's come back to our mainpage.xaml and set this up. Move that down, move this over, like so. And first thing I want to do is add a command bar here. And so, you know, we've shown two techniques of how to do this, but I'm just going to put my mouse in the cursor in the page element definition, and I'm going to go down to the common properties for my page and click bottom app bar, click new, and then I'm going to put my mouse cursor in the command bar and then click to create a primary command. And I'm in the I command bar element collection editor. I'm going to click an add button just like we did before. I'm going to choose the icon from the symbols, and I'm going to find the map. Where are you? There you are. We'll choose map. There's a couple of good options there. And then I'm also going to give this a, where are you, label. Label. All right, we'll call this add note. All right, and click OK. And then I also want a click event for this eventually. And so when you go there, what this will simply do is go frame dot navigate. Whoops, navigate and type of add map note. Right? Great. When we navigate to our mainpage.xaml, we're going to want to grab the app.datamodel.getMapNotes, right? And this will return a task of observable collection of map note. And so we'll have to await that. And we'll just do a var map notes, like so. And since we are using the await keyword, we'll have to use the async keyword, right? And now that we have a collection of map notes, we'll be able to go on this, our page's data context equals map notes, like so. Great. And now we have our data context for our mainpage.xaml. It's time to bind it to something. And let's start out with a scroll viewer. If you remember last time, I realized I couldn't scroll through the contents of my mainpage.xaml to the very end when I got too many items in. So I don't want to forget that. Let's start there. And here's what I'm going to do, actually. I'm going to create a grid with two rows, a top row and then the remainder of the row. And in the top row, we'll go ahead and put the name of the app like so, and we'll style it with the header text block style, which, as you know, as we learned very early in the series, is defined in that generic.xaml file that's preloaded onto your phone. We'll put that in row 0 so you can see it up here. The rest, this main area here, will house a list view. And so let's go ahead and create a list view. And list views have item templates, and an item template will have a data template inside, right? All right. Now, we'll work on that data template in just a moment, but what we need to do is set the item's source, and in this case, what are we getting back from our data model? we're getting a collection, observable collection of map notes. And so I want to bind to that collection of map notes. Therefore, I will just use the simple binding expression like so. So we're binding to the page's context since it has exactly the data that we want to work with. Great. And we're going to, let's set this in the right row. So let's go grid.row equals 1. That'll put it in the right spot there. And then we need to also account for the fact when somebody selects one of the items, we want to fire off a click event so that we can then navigate to the add map note.xaml page. So we need to set three properties. Do you remember those from very early on? Well, the first thing we're going to do is selection mode. Selection mode equals none. We don't want to allow for selection as if we're selecting multiples and then performing an operation on multiple items. We just want to turn that off completely. No selection. Instead, we want it to fire off when we click something. So here we go. Is item click enabled? True. Enable that click. And now, whenever they do item click, we want to fire off the event handler called list view item click. Great. I think that's all we're going to need to do there. So let me just make that a little more compact. Inside of our data template, we're going to have two text blocks. Let's see. The first text block will be bound to our title property of our map note object, and the other one will be bound to the note property. And what we want to do here, and we'll come back to this in a little bit, let me set the font size for starters here. Font size equals 26. All right. Why are you giving me a problem here? What don't you like? Oh, yeah, that makes sense. What we want to do is add these to a stack panel. Stack panel, as well as grids, can have multiple children, but some or many objects can only have one element set as their content. Data template can only have one item, so you're going to have to put either a grid or a stack panel so that you can put more items, stuff more items into it, right? And so that is the unique property of a stack panel and a grid view and list items and things like that. Okay, all right, so now it's happy. And there's some formatting things that we'll need to do eventually, but I think we have enough now to handle that scenario. So let me run this and see where we're at here, if we get any errors or if we're in good shape at the moment. We get some baseline functionality to begin with. All right, so here, okay, so it did navigate to the add map note page, but obviously we haven't done any work there. So let's move on to our add map note page. And we're going to really need some data before we can really do much else with this. And this is going to be a little on the boring side, honestly. I'm not going to waste a lot of time talking through this. Basically, I've created four rows. This topmost row will just be a spacer. You can see I don't really put anything in there. It just gives me a little space. I could have done it with a margin. I don't know. I got creative. In row number one, which is this row here, I set the height to auto. So figure out the height that you need and then use that as your height. All right. The next thing that I want to do here is I'm going to go to my toolbox and I'm going to drag and drop a map control. And the reason, again, I do this so that it adds this this namespace for maps here on my page, so I don't have to manually do that. And I will set the grid.row equal to 2 there. So that should take up Star spacing means take up, hey, the rest of the space that you have available. All right, and then finally, I'm going to put a little panel of buttons at the bottom, like so. Move this out of the way. Move this over here, like so. Let's put this down to 50% so you can see what we're doing. All right, now let's take a look. Stack panel, orientation horizontal, putting it in that fourth row, adding two buttons, an add button and a cancel button. And I set some margins, you know, to put a little space in between the two buttons there. And we have two handlers, a add button click and a cancel button click. So let's create the stubs for those. And I'm just putting my mouse cursor in there and then hitting F12 on the keyboard. Okay. And that should pretty much be the layout that we need. At this point, what we're going to want to do is enable the add scenario first and not really worry about the edit and delete scenario until we have a second pass at this. So in our onNavigated2, let me get rid of all this, I don't want any of this junk. All right, in the onNavigated2, I essentially want to retrieve the current position, so that's important to me. So geopoint my point, like so. And then I'm gonna say locator. What locator? The locator windows.devices.geolocation, just like we learned about a couple lessons ago. And you can see here we have an await, so we need to add an async to fix that. All right, and I have to enable the location capability for the phone, right? So we'll go to the package apex manifest, go to capabilities and add location. Great. Close that. We don't need that anymore. And that should position the, well, actually it needs to then set the map. So we're going to try set view async my point and zoom in to 16 out of 20. You can see I need to add a name to my map. I forgot to do that. So x name equals my map, like so. I should fix that problem. There we go. Great. Let's enable the add scenario. Whenever somebody clicks the add button, we probably should do some checks to make sure that the title's been filled in. We should make sure that the note itself has something in it. I didn't do any of those checks. That would really make it a more robust application. However, I didn't do that, as you can see. We need to add the mapnotes.datamodel namespace because, again, it's in a different namespace when we created that folder. And here we're just taking the text box values and setting them equal to properties on the map note. Did I not call it created? Let me see what I did here. Created, that's what I wanted. Okay, the date it was created. All right, and then grabbing the latitude and longitude from the map center position. And then we call the app.datamodel.addMapNote right here, which we know will save our data using the JSON serializer, right? And then we're going to navigate back out to the main page. So now let's see if that all is wired up correctly. All right, let's watch the map here. Yep, it's going to Texas. Great, Miller and George Bush. Great, so this is my first note. I think this is going to work. And I'll click the add, and all right, that's awesome. Now what we need to do is whenever you click this note, it needs to go to the add mapnote.xaml page, and it should allow me to view it, to view this note, and potentially delete the note. When I view the note, I want to see the map positioned where the note was originally taken as well. So we got a little more work ahead of us, but this is going along swimmingly at this point. Very excited. Let's move on. So let's go back to our mainpage.xaml. Recall that we have this listView.itemClick. Let's look at the definition of this. Currently, it's not doing anything. What I really want to do is navigate to that same page, but if you click on it, I want to pass in the item that was clicked on. In addition, so if we just click the app bar button and say I want to add something new, we're not passing any parameters. But if you click on an item, then I want to pass that item as a parameter to the add page. And then we can decide, is this an add scenario or is this a delete view scenario? Okay. So in this case, I happen to know that the item click event args has a clicked item property, which is of type object, which is exactly what we need to pass to navigate as a parameter. So there we go. That part is pretty much done. Very cool. Let's go to our, let's close down some things we don't need anymore. Okay, and so here's where things get a little tricky then. We've got to make a decision here. On navigated to, we need to do a check here. Whether we're working in one scenario or the other. So if e.parameter is null, if it's null, then we're in an add scenario. Else, we're in a view or delete scenario. Okay, so we're going to manage the state of the page based on the input parameter to the page. So I'm going to grab all of this geolocation stuff and stick it in the add scenario. All right, and then I'll just work on this view or delete scenario. Now my point was, very good. And here we are going to cast the map note, and I guess that is kind of, I'm going to do something like that for now. We'll come back to that in a minute. So I'm going to cast that parameter to the onNavigated to a map note, and then I can retrieve off the title, the note. I'll change the add button's content from add to delete, and then I'm going to grab the position from my latitude and longitude and create a new position, basic geoposition object, and from that I can create a geo point, and I'm just setting my point, which we used here earlier, to this new geo point so that I can set my map's view to that point. So let's see if that part works. Now, we didn't enable the delete aspect of it just yet, but let's just see if we can get back to that page, navigate back to it, and view the note in all its glory. And we can. Awesome. Very cool. All right. So that part works. Now let's get the deleting to work. And what I need to do when somebody clicks the add button, see, it can either be add or delete, right? So we need to make that decision, and to really make that happen, I'm going to need to create a little flag, a little private field. So a private bool is viewing, and I'm going to set that equal to false. And is viewing means, am I viewing, I could change the name of this to is adding or is deleting or something like that, but viewing is that scenario where I have come in here. So is viewing would be false in this case, right? Because you're adding. But in this case, is viewing is true. So if is viewing, then we're in a delete scenario, else we're in an add scenario. So if you're viewing, you can delete it. And if you clicked on the button, that means you wanted to delete. All right. Now, in the case of the cancel button, we are going to want to return back to, so frame.navigate back to type of main page.xaml, right? And I think no matter whether you are going to, well, whether you delete or whether you are adding, you're still going to want to navigate back to the main page. So we'll put that there as well. Now, how to delete this? Well, I think it's actually pretty easy. We'll just do this. We need to grab off the map note. And so map note here, we're viewing, so whatever was passed in here, this parameter, we need access to this map note later on in case we want to delete it, so we know which map note to send to the delete map note. So what we'll do is, I'm going to make another private member here, private map note called map note. And then I can just set map note like so, and then I can use it later on like here, and this will be the map note that we're currently working with. I think that's all I need for this to work at a basic level anyway. Let's try to delete that map note, or add one and then we'll delete it. So let's add a new one. And actually, let me cancel that. Let's change back to another place. Let's go to Temple Terrace, Florida. All right, got some friends here. Let's see, is there Glen Arvin Avenue? Oh well, it doesn't matter. Let's just drop a point somewhere around here, like right there. That's good. So now let's add a new map note. Let's watch the map and make sure it goes there. Yes, it's going to go there. All right. I wrote this in Florida. All right. This is a note that I wrote in Florida. And I'll click add. All right. Now I'm going to go back to this note now that I created in what? In Texas. And I'll click delete. And it removed it. But I hate to do it this way. I want to give the user an opportunity to say, no, I didn't mean to delete that note. You know, I want to throw up a message box. So that's going to teach us a little something new. We're going to get to work with a message dialog. So in this delete scenario, what we're going to do here, so I'm going to actually paste in quite a bit of code here. All right, so here we're creating a new windows.ui.popups.messageDialog and ask, are you sure? And then we'll create two UI commands. Now let me add the using windows.ui.popups namespace. That should take care of just about everything. Yes. And I'm going to need to create, you see, what this is going to do is going to create a callback. So whenever the user either clicks delete or cancel, we're going to want to invoke a method, a private method called command invoked handler. So let's add that kind of here down at the bottom. And you can see we're going to check the label. If the label's delete, then we'll perform the delete. Otherwise, if you click cancel, then we'll just return. I guess we'll have to do that else scenario here. Type of navigate to the main page. Oh, wait, no, if you're going to hit cancel, then we don't want to navigate at all. Right, it was right the first time. Never mind. All right, so you hit delete, and then we navigate to the main page. Great. Passing in map note. All right, so that means we're going to remove it from here. And you can see that we have an await. When we call, we say show the message async. So anyway, let me start over again. Here we have a message dialog. We're going to add two commands. When the user invokes the command with the label of delete or with the command with the label of cancel, either way, we want to say when they click that button, fire off that that handler, that method handler. And then you can see we can set the command that will be invoked by default or set the command that will be invoked when escape is pressed. So this would be true in a scenario where you're using this with Windows. It doesn't really apply with the phone so much, but I wanted to add it in here because I grabbed it from an example from help and I figure I will leave it intact. And then finally, await. This is where you actually show that dialog. And since it's await, we have to add the async keyword, like so. And that should be all we need. So now let's run the app again. And let's delete that Florida note. And it should say, are you sure? Let's hit cancel first time. Let's go, why did it return me back? It shouldn't have done that. Oh, I know. Here, let's stop and fix that real quick. This frame.navigate here should not be there. Will only be true in the add scenario. Well, right. Because in the delete scenario, we are already navigating. All right, so that should fix that problem. Let's try this again. Let's go to the Florida note. Okay, it zoomed over there. Let's hit delete and then cancel. Great. Let's hit delete and then say, are you sure? Yes, delete it, and it's gone. Very cool. All right, now let's add one more note with a very long title. This is a note with a very long title just to show what will happen if we don't take some precaution. And then this will be a short note. Kind of got it in reverse, right? And let's click add. And you see it goes off all the way off the page to the right. And that's not something I want to enable here. So we're going to make one last modification to our app here, and that is to work with those text blocks. This will be the very last thing that I show you. Okay, so here, what we want to do is set the text wrapping to no wrap, and then set the text trimming to word ellipsis, which will put the three little dots saying, okay, there's more to it, however, I can't fit it. So we'll just use ellipsis to let you know there's more to this title, okay? Furthermore, on the full note, I probably could do something like this. Text wrapping equals wrap, but I think there's like a max lines. Maybe I could set that to like two or three, you know, to limit the number of lines here that's displayed as opposed to the full note that we would see on the add map note page. I'm not going to experiment with that now. Let's just see what happens by setting this. But I would invite you to go ahead and, you know, experiment with that and have some fun with it and figure out how all this tech stuff works. All right, so now you can see this is a note with a very long dot, dot, dot. And now you can see the rest of that title, the rest of the note, and cancel. All right. Another successful exercise. I went through this extremely fast. I know, I'm very sorry. It's the only way that we can get through this much content in a reasonable amount of time. Hopefully you learned a few new techniques, not the least of which is that we were able to reuse a lot of what we did with the data model. If your data model is pretty flat, you have a good recipe now that you can use to save data into JSON and grab it back out. All you gotta give it is a new object that can be serialized. As long as you don't have any commands in there or anything, and you saw how we were able to add that attribute to say ignore those attributes, those non-property type properties, you'd be in good shape. We looked at how to utilize the map, how to change its position, how to, you know, save and retrieve latitude, longitude, and get back to a specific position on a map. You know, how to work with the text blocks, how to use the same page for two different purposes, whether an add scenario or a delete scenario, how to manage the state of that by changing the text attribute of the button, and then having a flag and referring to that whenever we needed to perform either add logic or delete logic, and how to use that that message, that pop-up message, like we just added near the end here, and how it will create a callback and how to handle that callback and perform the appropriate action based on that. So learned a lot in this lesson. And that's pretty much it. I have a couple of words that I want to say in the next lesson, and it'll only take a minute or two, and then you're on your own. Okay, we'll see you there. Thank you.